Welcome to the German Wellness Podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you optimize your life. And today's deep dive is quote unquote study of one, maybe just a personal story. Well, at least it'll start out as a personal story. So a little update on life. I'm sure you guys will hear more of this and when we'll talk about the journey along the way. But I was injured on Monday, working out. So doing some heavy deadlifts. I ended up with a ruptured distal bicep tendon. Okay. One of the craziest, injuries I've had, and really real only second big injury I've had in my career, whether it be sports or whether it be in training, et cetera. So had some tweaks along the way. But this is probably the third biggest injury I had. So I did have one surgery on a shoulder from a mountain bike wreck, where there's a separation of the AC joint. So I had to go in and have that repaired a couple years ago. Really bad dual hip issues. And I wish I would went, to be honest, went and got an MRI done on that injury, because I feel like the pain and, the rehab and the pain afterwards was a lot more than what I am experiencing currently. So, live and learn, I guess, would be a great way, to look at that aspect. So was doing some deadlifts, warmed up properly. The gym that I go to, they have a great warm up routine. Did multiple sets. So, warmed up with a bar, did 135 for a set, two sets at 225, set at 275, at 315, 365, 405, one at 155. And looking back at it, maybe I should have done a single at 475, to have a little bit heavier load. But I went to 500 for the first heavy single, hoping to hit, 525, 535. So we're in that range on the one rep max deadlift. And 500 come off the floor fairly easy for those that deadlift. When you get to close to your max on a deadlift, like if you can get the bar moving, you can get it off the floor. Generally, you can finish the lift, right? If you have experience, you've been lifting. If you're a new lifter, that may be different because you might be lacking in some upper body strength. You might not be able to squeeze down with your lats. There could be some issues there. But generally speaking, for those that have been training for a while, if you can get the bar off the ground, you can finish the lift. So bar came off the ground easy. When I went to hinge, or if you think about, you're deadlifting, the bar's coming up near your shins, it's a right at your knees, and you're going to hinge back to finish the lift. When I went to hinge back, felt a shearing, tearing, filling motion. And then just instantly, of course, dropped the bar. And with the adrenaline, the cool thing was, is there wasn't a lot of pain, right? Like, I didn't initially see the bicep rolled up. It was kind of like just cramping. I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a bicep tear of the muscle, slight tear. Right. And, kind of walked around, went over, talked to Jenna, and I was like, man, I'm just frustrated. And I'm like, I continue to get hurt. And she's like, what's going on now? And I was like, I think I tore a bicep. And she's like, when? I'm like, just now. And she's like, no way, you're taking this very well. So, once again, adrenaline is a cool aspect in the sense of like dulling pain at the moment. So luckily the gym's in a PT clinic, went and talked to the owner, the physical therapist, could have looked at it, yes, looks like, there is bicep tear, further x-rays, MRIs later. I'm assuming, appointment is today, that I will go in and have surgery next week. Right. And the point of all that is I am going to document this journey, because I think it's going to be very important for a lot of people to, put in perspective, like what happens when we start to get, some momentum going in life and things, happen. Right. And we can't control our feelings. Right. But you can control your reactions to gain a better life or to have better results. And I think that's important for us to understand. Right. So I'll say that again, we can't control our feelings. Okay. Your heat of the moment thoughts, when things happen, they automatically come up there. That's the reason they're called the heat of the moment thoughts. Okay. And I talk about this all the time with my individuals I work with. Like when you hop on the scale, the scale gives you a number, right? And depending on what that number is, you're going to have certain feelings that come out of that number. Now you can control your reactions that come from that number, right? And when you control your actions, that's going to be, a telltale sign of whether you're going to have success or not. And this is where I think education is so important. So, we talk about, education in a fat loss journey of, okay, why the scale can go up and down, right? What are the things that's affecting the body when it comes to water weight, inflammation, that type of stuff? Because I know how our brains work as humans. Okay. So someone hops on that scale and they have no knowledge of how water weight works, how inflammation works, why that scale could be up, right? They hop on the scale, the weight is up, automatically thought come process comes in. I'm a loser. I can never have success at this because that's what their last attempts have taught them when it comes to nutrition and comes to exercise and comes to training, is they can't have success. And here this scale is giving them that affirmation again that you are a loser in this arena of life. You can't have success and people give up. That is the reality of what happens, right? So I think it's so important to talk about, education so that people understand, why the scale moves up and down and what could happen. But also this conversation that we're having today is that you control your feelings. I'm sorry, you control your reactions to your feelings. Okay. And I know that's hard to understand, but I want you to know that it's okay to have like a poor attitude at the heat of the moment or to be frustrated or whatever the case is at the moment. But then you have to understand that that heat of the moment thoughts, you can then control it and move forward, right? So that is the reality of it, okay? Our feelings, our emotions, they show up in our conscious, right? Automatically. Our feelings, our emotions, they show up in our conference. Then, you don't have direct control of that. But what happens to you and the choices you make after that is on you. Okay. That is our choices that we can make. Okay. And I know a lot of times they're like, man, that's crazy, right? I can't, I can't control what appears in my mind, but then I got to manage it. That is correct. And just like a lot of things in life, we can look to manage this. Okay. And, for those that, are in the psychology or in like resiliency, we look at this one called the ATC model. We look at ATC model. A is the activating event. Okay. So activating event. I tear my bicep, right? Thought process, heat of the moment thoughts was, you got to be shitting me. You keep getting hurt, Jeremy. What is going on? Like life is throwing you all this stuff, right? You can't get in back into fitness. You continue to get hurt, right? And, but then, I can control my reactions to those thoughts. So I chose at the moment to just be like, you know what? This is just a story. This is just a setback, right? And, I said this to myself and I said it out loud. I'm going to give myself 24 hours to bitch, complain, and moan about this. And then I'm moving forward, no matter what moving forward looks like. Okay. And once again, today is the doctor's appointment. So I'll find out whether it's surgery or is it physical therapy or is it a combination of surgery and physical therapy. What is the game plan? Okay. That is what I can control. And, when it comes to exercise, I still can work out. I just can't do certain movements with that bicep. Doesn't mean I can't do legs. Doesn't mean I can't ruck. Doesn't mean I can't ride a bike indoors. Might be kind of hard to ride it outdoors. But there's things that I can do. And I think in so many times in life, when we're thinking of this physical injury, when someone has a physical injury or a physical limitation, when it comes to their wellness journey, the issue is they focus on what they can do, right? I'm sorry, on what they can't do versus what they can. So I think it is very, very, very important for you when you have an injury, you have a setback, you have an obstacle, is to understand and really look at it in the definition of, okay, I've got to define where I'm at, right? I've got to take the time, okay, accept where I'm at in order to move forward. Okay. We have to accept where we're at now in order to move forward. So if I'm speaking to this injury, I have to accept, okay, you are injured. You're going to have some movements you can't do. You're going to have surgery. You're going to do certain things, and then you're going to have to move forward. And this isn't easy. I understand that. But if we don't have acceptance around our injury, then you're always going to be spending injury on what could have been, what I should have done, it's not fair, all this other stuff. Okay. And that's no difference in life. Like you need to sit and say, okay, I need to accept where I'm at now in order to move forward. I need to accept that I am 60, 80 pounds overweight. I need to accept that. Those were my choices that I made to put myself into the situation. I'm 60, 80 pounds overweight, right? I need to accept that my blood glucose levels are elevated because of the choices, lifestyle choices that I made. I need to accept that. I'm in $20,000 worth of credit card debt because of the choices I made, right? We need to accept these things that I am listing out. Okay. In order for you to change that, you must accept them. And I challenge, you know, if you're a new listener and you're getting started on your wellness journey, you have to do that. You have to take that step back. You have to look at it and accept where you're at in order to move forward. Now, once again, our past doesn't define us. And that's the reason I'm big on, you know, why statements of who I am. I was speaking to a client the other day, and you know, you understand this if you work with me, you know, I there's not much fluff, right? I am very direct, and it's not necessarily you know, I'm not being mean, but in the conversation I was having, he was talking about he was scared to eat some carbohydrate. This gentleman now is training for an Ironman. And you know, my statement to him is, you know, hey, Mr. Smith, I want you to understand that you are no longer an overweight doctor. Okay. You're not an overweight doctor that is taking on and taking care of other people. You are a healthy weight, active individual that is now training for an Ironman. That is who you are, right? So we have to be able to accept ourselves of where we're at, right? We have to understand that what we've done in the past doesn't define us. And then we have to be able to move forward and focus on what is in front of us, you know, when it comes to obstacles and it comes to this journey. Okay. Now, you know, part of accepting, you know, I think in injuries, you know, specific with this, you know, is sometimes people get in the habit of blaming ourselves you know, other things of what went wrong and what could happen and blaming this or blaming that, right? You know, and it's really the change of what can I do to get better, right? And you know, in my case, I look at it as I need to spend more time as I'm getting older on mobility, right? Because you know, a lot of this stuff could be caused by mobility, right? Or at least it could decrease the risk of it happening. And you know, as my wife mentioned, and I'm gonna pull my phone up and look at this, and this was just something from her that, you know, we laugh at, and but it's true, right? Because I don't see it. I don't think of myself as middle-aged, I'll say that. But the first thing she looked at is the bicep or the distal bicep rupture occurs when the tendon attaching to the bicep muscle to the elbow is torn from the bone. Sounds fun, right? This injury occurs mainly in middle-aged men during heavy work or lifting. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I am middle-aged, you know, from that aspect. Okay. But I choose, right, to look at it and be like, okay, I'm not the victim in this situation. Okay. And what I ask you to do from a mental standpoint is you to look at it as you're not the victim. Okay. No matter where you're at right now in your situation, you've had choices, right, to get where you're at. And I don't mean that you haven't had obstacles and that you haven't been dealt bad hands or whatever the case is in those situations, but you have the choice. Okay. So just to keep that in mind, you have the choice when bad things happen, when obstacles happen, you have the choice. And but you have to accept where you're at in order to move forward. So hopefully this helps you guys in a mindset. If you're dealing with an injury, maybe you're dealing with, you know, the fact of like not accepting that, you know, hey, my weight loss is, or I'm sorry, my weight gain is my choice. And it's, you know, the choice I've made that the reason I'm over, you know, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 pounds overweight. And you can use this to your advantage. You could use this as a learning tool and moving forward. Okay. I will do a little series on what I plan on doing, you know, to help the recovery process because I think, you know, over the years, you know, I've learned that A, just because they set and say with this injury, for example, if I have surgery, that's going to be 4 to 6 months before I'm back to normal. I think that's the average, right? And I think that's people not necessarily going out and looking for, hey, is there a cream that can help? Is there some medication, you know, or peptides or something like that that can help recovery, right? Is range of motion 3 times a day better than range of motion twice a day? So I'm going to try to document this journey along the way on the podcast and on YouTube. So hopefully you guys can follow along. And once again, maybe some down the road, the conversation of today helps, you know, as far as mindset goes and controlling our emotions and our thoughts. But also just if someone does have this injury themselves. So appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you soon.